Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Ches in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. I missed you a lot. It's been a while since we've learned together. I had a very grueling week, but Baruch Hashem, the daf Yomi marches on, the 661st daf in Shas, and Bezras Hashem, I'm hoping to regain momentum with you. We're going to pick up five lines from the top, where the Gemara is going to analyze the opinions in our Mishnayos, particularly the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta in Rosh Hashanah, that talks about our Rosh Hashanah, what we colloquially refer to as Rosh Hashanah, which is Echad B'Tishrei. That's also the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. We're going to explain what that means and analyze that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss also that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the calculation of years in terms of the Halachos of Shtaros. That's going to give us some background in the Halachos of Shtaros. And as well, we're going to have a very important Maimer Chazal of when the world was created, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. That's going to appear on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the top of Ches Amud Beis will discuss Rosh Hashanah as a day of judgment, the way we know Rosh Hashanah. And finally, our daf is going to conclude discussing the halachos of Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah and Rosh Hashanah L'Yovlos, that Shemitah begins on Tishrei, as well as Yovel beginning on Tishrei. And ultimately, that is going to set us off for a couple of dapim, which are going to get us involved in some of the most important sugyos of Zroim. The next few dapim are going to have many important halachos, both in terms of Shemitah as well as Trumas and Maisers. But let's go one step at a time. Six lines from the top on Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei. They said, in contrast to the opinion of the Tanakhama, who says the first of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say it's on the first of Tishrei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnei Mikra Echad Darshu. The machlokas between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakhama revolves around the pasuk in Tehillim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lovshu Chorim Matzon Va'amokim Ya'atfu Var Yisro'au Af Yashiru. What a beautiful pasuk, a beautiful metaphor in Tehillim of nature when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards the world with water. The pasuk literally means lavush charim, the meadows don sheep. They dress themselves with sheep, and the valleys va'amokum yatvuvar, they fill themselves with food for the sheep. Yisro, they shout joyfully. They even sing. And Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, look at the beauty of Torah, have a machlokas, a halachic machlokas, how to apply this beautiful metaphor. Rabbi Meir Savar. Rabbi Meir holds a Masai love shu charim hatzon. When do the sheep get filled up and dressed? Here, according to Rabbi Meir, the pasuk is describing the sheep getting filled up, and that means when do they become pregnant? Bizman sha'amokum ya'atfu bar, at the time that the meadows become filled with food. Vemasai, when is amokim ya'atfu bar? That's ba'adar, that takes place ba'adar. So mis abros ba'adar, they become pregnant in adar, v'yoldos ba'av, and they give birth in av, Rosh Hashanah shalen elul. So then the time that most sheep are born is, and the beginning of the year for sheep, the beginning of the new cycle of young sheep into the world, is the month of after av, it's elul. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, omrim, emasai lov shu karim hatzon, when do they become pregnant? Bizman shi yisro'au af yoshiru. When it appears as if the stalks are singing. We mentioned that the pasuk concludes af yoshiru, that nature sings, and it describes the stalks singing, says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Emasai shibolim omas shira, when are they in their glory? Benison. So it takes place in Nisan. If so, mis abros b'Nisan, they generally get pregnant in Nisan. V'yoldos be'elul, they give birth in El, Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. Hence, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon comes to the conclusion that takes place in Tishrei. Asks the Gemara, v'idach nami, what is Rabbi Meir going to do with the fact that the Haksiv, that the Pasuk says, Yisro af yashiru? Who answers the Gemara? Ba'af lasan. That's talking about sheep that take longer to get pregnant. In other words, they get pregnant later on to the in the year. Dahavim b'Nisan, they get pregnant in Nisan, and therefore they give birth later. V'idach nami, and what is Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon going to do? What are they going to do? Va'amokim yatu bar, which we said the valleys are filled with food even earlier. And that's when the sheep become pregnant. So why did the pasuk then emphasize Va'amokim Yatfu Bahar? Answers Rabbi Lazar v'Rabbi Shimon, Ahu b'charfaisa da'asim me'adar. That's talking about the kvasim, the sheep, those type of sheep that get pregnant earlier, that they get pregnant already from Adar. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim le Rabbi Meir. I understand according to Rabbi Meir. Kidichsiv, as the pasuk says, Love shu kari matzon, that we learned bizman sham mokim yatfu bar, that the time that the sheep become pregnant, that's when the zriya has already filled the valleys. V'ikonam yisro af yeshiru, and you also have the phenomenon of that there are sheep that become pregnant also in Adar bizman shiyisro. Excuse me, in Nisan bizman shiyisro af yeshiru. Which one is more common? The one that's more common is Bizman Sha'amokim Yatfu Bar, and that is Nisan. And then there is also Yisroaf Yashiru. So then the Pasuk makes sense, first mentioning Bizman Sha'amokim Yatfu Bar, and then concluding Yisroaf Yashiru. El Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Ipcha Mi Baile. But according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, the most common ones are the ones in Nisan. And if that's so then the Pasuk should have been in the opposite order. It should have been Love Shukari Matzon Bizman Shiyisro Af Yashiru. That is the primary time when the stalks are singing, and then they'll give birth in Av, and the Rosh Chodesh will be in Elul. V'ikanami, and then there are some that are early, Damokum Yatfu Bar, they're there at the time of Adar, and they're the ones who give birth a little earlier. And their Rosh Hashanah would then be by Elul, or at least their first month will be by Elul, ? El Amar Rava, rather Rava gives a different shot. Dekule Alma, love Shuchari Matzon, Bizman Sha'amokim Yatfu Bar, Ba'adar. When do the sheep get pregnant? That's in Adar. V'hacha Ba'aykra Kamiflagi. But there is another discussion, and that is how to read the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Aser ta'aser, that the Torah speaks about Parshas Ma'aser. B'shnei Ma'asros HaKosim Daber. Echa Ma'aser Behema ve'echa Ma'aser Dagon. Torah puts together Ma'aser Behema when you have to give a tenth, one out of every 10 animals, and when then you have to give a tenth of your grain to the Levi. Rabbi Meir Sover Makish Ma'aser Behema le'Ma'aser Dagon. Rabbi Meir says you connect the Meiser of the Behema with the Meiser Dogon. Ma Meiser Dogon Samach Legomro Isuro. Af Meiser Behema Samach Legomro Isuro. Rabbi Meir says that you put close the completion of the Meiser Dogon with the act of Meiser. Rashi explains that the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells us that the closest time that the grain dries out, the most common time, is Tishrei. So just like when it comes to Meiser Dogon, so too the same halacha applies to Meiser Behema. And the moment in which it's complete is its Rosh Hashanah. And when is it that the grain is complete? The grain is complete by Tishrei. That's going to be its Rosh Hashanah. When is it when it comes to Ma'aser Behema that it's Gemaro? When is it complete? When is the time of its birth? That is when it gives birth in Av. And therefore, the halacha is its Rosh Hashanah is going to be Elul, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, Makish, Ma'aser Behema, Ma'aser Dagon, Ma'aser Dagon, Rosh Hashanah Shelo, Tishrei. We don't equate the halacha of Samoch Legomro, that the moment in which it completes, then that Rosh Chodesh is going to be its Rosh Hashanah. Rather, we equate the day. Ma'aser Dagon, Rosh Hashanah Shelo, Tishrei, Af Ma'aser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shelo, Tishrei, period. Continued. This is the Gemara we learned in our Mishnah. Becha b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. That the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for years, the way in which you calculate a new year. Now, what does it mean when you calculate a new year? When you send a New Year's card? No. It needs to have a halachic nafkamina. L'may Hilchasa asks the Gemara, what is nafkamina? Amar of Papa l'shtoros. The nafkamina is going to be regards to halachos of shtoros. Now this is a very, very, very important halacha. Disnan. As we learned, shtarei chov hamugdanim psulim v'hamucharim ksherim. That the halacha is that if you write a shtar of collection, in other words, we're going to use names over here, Reuven writes a shtar that says that he owes Shimon money. Now the date is important. The date is important because the date can affect how Shimon could collect the money that is owed him in the shtar. If Reuven, let's say Reuven borrowed from him on the first of Adar, that was the real date when he borrowed from him. The halacha is that any lands that Reuven has, if there is a shtar that is written, is meshubad to Shimon. And that means that if Reuven sells his land after Adar, nevertheless, Shimon can collect from the land that Reuven already sold. The reason why it's not unfair to the one who purchased after Adar is because a shtar has a kol, and there's already a lien on that land. So that's the halacha. You could collect from any lands that were in Reuven's rishus from the date of the loan. However, if the loan did not take place on Adar, but rather took place on Nisan, then of course it's understood that any lands that were sold between Adar and Nisan by Reuven have no connection to Shimon whatsoever. Now what happens if the loan took place on Nisan, but they wrote Adar in the shtar, particularly Reuven wrote Adar in the shtar? Then that makes the entire shtar posel. The reason it makes the shtar posel is because Shimon will be able to collect unlawfully from anybody who purchased Reuven's land between Adar and Nisan. So hence the halacha, shtar achov ha-mukdomim psulim, if it's written mukdom, it's going to be possible, v'ha-mucharin ksherin. But if it's written later, so the halacha is that it's kosher. Therefore, the year in which is written in the shtar, if the date is erroneous and it's too early, let's say it's a year too early, then the shtar is going to be possible. If it's a year later, then it's going to be kosher. Because if it's a year later, then the Baal HaShtar will not be able to collect from someone who was entitled to his land. The only issue is the Baal HaShtar is going to lose because he could only collect from the lands that were Meshubadim a year later and not from the appropriate date. But Chazal said that in the Halachos of Shtaros, we protect those who do not have a lien on the shtar, on the karka, and therefore shtar chov ha-muktam is possible, but a mu'uchar is going to be kosher. That's the nafkamina. Ask the Gemara, v'ha tanan becha benisa rosh hashanah l'malachim v'amrina l'may hilchasa v'amram chizda l'shtaros. Didn't we already learn that part in the Mishnah, as described in the Gemara on Beis Amid Aleph, and that is, when we said rosh hashanah l'malachim, we said that's in regards to the writing of the shtar. So this is mamish astira. And that is, when do we begin to calculate the new year? Do we begin to calculate from the Rosh Hashanah of the kings, which is on Nisan, or do we do it from Tishrei, a real stira? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, kala malche Yisrael, kala malche umos ha'olam. It depends on which kingdom. If we're talking about malche Yisrael, so then we calculate malche Yisrael, we calculate from Echa b'Nisan. However, when we learn Becha B'Tishrei, that's talking about kings that are not Jewish. Mitishrei Manina. That we also had on the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph towards the bottom. Then the Gemara discussed whether Dar Yavesh had a din of Malchei Yisrael or a din of Malchei Umos Ha'olam. Elohad Amar of Chizda. Then what is the significance of what Rav Chisda taught us there on Gimel? Lo shana l'malchei Yisrael, malchei umos ha'olam, mitishrei maninan. As if Rav Chisda had found China. Rav Chisda masnis asal shminan? Is Rav Chisda just explaining to us what is simple pshat in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara 7 lines from the bottom. Loi, Rav Chisda kroy asal shminan. Rav Chisda was coming to reconcile psukim. As we mentioned, and Rashi mentions it here as well, where we deal with the psukim from Nehemiah to reconcile how Nehemiah calculated our tachshasta, Dar Yavesh, another name for Dar Yavesh's kingdom. Or you could say that Rav Chisda is coming to bring out the point of Rabbi Zera. And Rav Chisda is not at all reconciling our Mishnah. He was giving a distinction that he introduced between Malchai Sa'umos and Malchai Yisrael. What is the reconciliation of our Mishnah? That's Reb Zeira's approach, which is different than what we learned above from Rav Papa. The Reb Zeira Amar Litzkufa. Rabbi Zeira says that when our Mishnah says Becha B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, it's referring to something entirely different than the Malchei Umos Olam, but rather Litzkufa. Litzkufa, Rashi explains, in the Dibur Maskeli B'Yisema, is the way in which we calculate the different seasons. What is the first seasons that correspond to the sun and the moon? V'Rabbi Eliezer. And this shita of Rabbi Zeira is based on the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we calculate the tkufos, we calculate the seasons from Tishrei, the Amar, because Rabbi Eliezer taught us, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, that the world was created in Tishrei. Later on Yud Amud Beis going to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to have a machlokis between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer on this exact issue, whether B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or B'Nisan Nivra Olam. And according to Rabbi Zeira, when our Mishnah says that Becha B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, that means the first kufa of the year, whenever someone refers to the first kufa, that's the first quarter of the year, which begins from Tishrei. Another teretz, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, what does our Mishnah mean when our Mishnah says, Be'echa B'tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, L'din. It's in regards to judgment. Dichsiv, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment, he calculates, Mereishis Hashanah Ad Achris Shana, the Torah tells us in Devarim. Mereishis Hashanah Nidon Mayeh B'Sofel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges in the beginning of the year what will be even in the 12th month. And that's what it means. It's the beginning of the year for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. Says the Gemara, two lines on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, Mimai de Tishrei Hu. And how do we know that's in Tishrei? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim Pei Aleph says, Tiku b'choy de shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Blow the shofar, and this word b'kesel is quite a cryptic word. Of course, the blowing of the shofar takes place on Rosh Hashanah. It takes place b'kesel yom chagenu. The literal translation of it is when it is covered up. In the art scroll Tehillim, they immediately translate it at the time of the moon's renewal. In other words, at the time that the moon is covered. Ezeu chag. So you're blowing the shofar on a Yom Tov. Which is the Yom Tov Shachodesh Mischasibo? Haviomer Zer Rosh Hashanah. That is Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, on the top line of Ches Amud Beis. Uksiv. And the Pasuk says, Ki Chaykli Yisrael Hu. It is a ordinance in Israel. Mishpat, it's judgment Lelehe Yaakov for the God of Yaakov. What's this Lashon? Mishpat Lelehe Yaakov that the Pasuk concludes to? Concludes with? It's referring to the Yom HaMishpat. Hence we know that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These three lines on top of Chesam Beis. Tan Rabban Ki Choyk Lisrael Hu Mishpat Lelehe Yaakov Mila Mei Chein Bezin Shalmala Nichnosin Ledin Elim Kein Kitcho Bezin Shalmata Es HaChodesh. Since the Torah puts together the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei with HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in judgment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for the Bezin Shalmata to say that this is Rosh Hashanah, and then they sit in judgment. This is alluded to in the words, Ki Chok Li Yisraelu. Once the Chok of Rosh Chodesh is passed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment. The Yerushalmi uses this Gemara as a very powerful expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commitment and love for the Bezdin Shalmata, that he convenes his Bezdin based on the Bezdin Shalmatya. Tanya Idach, the Gemara continues, Chichok Yisroel, Ein Li Ela Yisroel, Umos Olam Minayim. How do we know that all of the world is judged? Talmud Lomar Mishpat Lelehe Yaakov. The Seifa of the Pasuk says that's Mishpat Lelehe Yaakov. But it indicates, the Gemara is assuming, that in the first part we're talking about the entire world's judgment. Asks the Gemara, but how do you see that? Imke Ma Talmud Kichok Yisroel, but it says Chok Yisroel. So we learn, Milameh Yisroel Nichnas and Tchila Ledin. All it tells us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael in first. So that's what the Chok partly Yisrael is. But this Chok is also a universal Chok that applies to all the Umas HaOlam. Kidder Rav Chizda, as Rav Chizda taught, Amar Rav Chizda, Melech V'Tzibur, Melech Nichnas T'chila L'din. if there is someone who is a melech versus the tzibur, then the melech, which is more kashuv, comes first. Shenemar, mishpat avdo, mishpat amo. Avdo here refers to Shlomo HaMelech im Melachim Aleph, Periches, and then Mishpat Amo refers to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So you see, the one that's more Chashuv comes in for Din, and therefore Klal Yisrael comes in first. Why is it that the Melech comes in for Din first? My time, Iba Yiseimu Elu Orech Ara L'meikim Malko Avroi. Then number one, it's not Kavod to leave the king standing outside. V'im Yiseimu Mikmei delifosh chavron af. Or the other explanation is that before the judge be angry because he's faced by so many sins, seeing how many sins there was, so first give Klal Yisrael, gets the nod before the umos ha'olam. So as to protect them from the chavron af, once the piles of human sins begin to accrue. Of course, this Gemara has deep meanings to it. It's not simply literal, but for the Daf Yomi, this will have to suffice. Vilish Shmitin. We learned in our Mishnah that the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for calculating Shmita. Mi nalam, what's the source? Says the Gemara Dichsiv. Uvashana Ashvi is Shabbos, Shabbos on Yelaretz. We learned in last week's Parsha. In the seventh year is the time for the land to rest. And how is it described? As Uvashana, the Gomar Shana, Shana Mitishrei. And where else is the word Shana used? The Chsiv, it's used by Tishrei. Mereishis HaShana, and which we spoke about in the bottom of Ches Amid Aleph, refers to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And therefore, the beginning of Shemitah is also from Tishrei. Ask Lamar, V'ligmar Shana Shana Mi Nisan. It also says Shana when it comes to Nisan. The Chsiv, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshi HaShana. The Parsha of Parshas HaChodesh says that it is the beginning of the months, and use the expression Shana. So why don't we say that Shemitah begins by Nisan? Dodin Shana She'eni Machadashim Mishana She'eni Machadashim. The pasuk of Shnas Shabboson Yelo Aretz, of Vashana Ashvi Shabbos Shabboson Yelo Aretz, that pasuk makes no mention of months, as well as the pasuk Mereshis Hashana Adachar's Hashana. So it sounds like those have things more in common. Mishana She'eni Machadashim, Eidana She'eni Machadashim, Mishana She'eshi Machadashim. In contrast to the Parsha Chodesh, it mentions Chadashim. This brings up the point that Parsha Chodesh is really about the Koach Hachidush of months as opposed to years, and therefore the counting of Shemitah goes from Tishrei. We also learned the same applies to Liyovlos, says the Gemara, four lines up from the Wine and Chesam and Beis. Yovlos Becha B'Tishrei. Who? Is Yovel on the first of Tishrei? Is that Yovlos? Basar B'Tishrei who? It takes effect on the 10th of Tishrei. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'yoy Makipurim, the 10th of Tishrei, of course, is Yom Kippur, Taviru Shoifar, and that's how it says in Parshas Bahar, that is when you call out the freedom of all slaves and other halachos in regards to Karka. So which one is it? Does Yovel begin by Rosh Hashanah, by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or does it begin by Yom Kippur? Answers Gemara, Amani Reb Shmuel ben Yishor Reb Yochanan ben Broike. This is following the opinion of Reb Yochanan, the son of Broka, and that was quoted by his son, Reb Shmuel Desanya, as we learned in Apostle Kidashim, Shnasa Chamishim Shana, we learned in Bahar, that we're supposed to call holy the 50th year, Matam Lomer. What's that Apostle trying to bring out? Oh, and we know that day is holy. How do we know that that day is holy? Because we already learned all of these halachos in the previous two psukim. This pasuk of Ikidashim Mishnas HaChamishim Shana is preceded with all the halachos of Yovel as well. V'safarta choshev shabsol shanim, etc., etc., etc. Matal melomar. What's that bring out? Answers the Gemara. Fishin emar b'yom HaKippurim. Because it says that it takes place in Yom HaKippurim. That's what the psukim beforehand said. It takes place in Yom HaKippurim. I would have thought, says Rabbi Shmuel, that it only begins from Yom HaKippurim. Talmud Loimar, that's what the Pasuk is trying to bring out. That it already begins in the beginning of the 50th year. That it already begins from the beginning. So this question, says the Gemara, that you asked above on our Mishnah, really was a problem in the Pesukim themselves, and we say that already begins from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Mikan, from here we learn, Amr Bishmal Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Broken Rishon Ad Yom HaKippurim, Lo Ayu Avod Miftar Lebatein. On the one hand, They didn't go home because the pasuk says that out, when they blew the shofar Yom Kippurim, they go on. But at the same time, v'lo mishtabdim l'adonan, they were already free. Elo ochlin v'shosin v'smechin v'atrosein b'roshen, but rather they ate and they drank and they rejoiced. Kivin shi'oma gi'a Yom Kippurim. When Yom Kippurim came, taku bezin b'shefer, then bezin blew the shofar, niftu avodim l'batein v'sados chozus l'balein. And that's when the avodim go free and the land goes back to the owners. So that's the reconciliation between the pasuk, and that's the pshat in our Mishnah. The our Mishnah says that's Rosh Hashanah Liyovel, that the avodim already no longer have to work for their masters, but they actually did not go home until Yom HaKippurim. They were only free to go home by Yom HaKippurim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. However, the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say that the halacha is that Yovel begins from Yom HaKippurim. So if that's so, then how do they understand the pasuk that seems to say that it begins from the beginning of the year, v'kitashtem eshnas hachamishim shana? So Rabbanon, shanim ato mikadesh, you already have a mitzvah for Bezdin to say that this year, is a sanctified year, v'i ato mikadesh chadoshim, but there's no mitzvah to say that this month is to be sanctified. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ches in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow's Daf is an important Daf with the Halachos of Tosefa Shmita, which is Mamish in Yonah Diyoma, which our Gemara already made reference to in terms of the calculating of the Halachos of the timing, more precisely, of Shmita. And I'm looking forward to joining up with you on for Daf Yud. And hopefully next week I'll have more time for us to learn together. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ches in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.